It's called the Transportation and Climate Initiative, an effort by 12 states and the District of Columbia to cut down on carbon emissions from cars and trucks while encouraging bike lanes and mass transit. Daniel Gotti at the Union of Concerned Scientists says the initiative will do for transportation what the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative did for electricity generation.
While it's true that there might be a small impact at the pump, we can make sure that consumers end up ahead by investing those resources in smart transportation technologies like electric vehicles, more efficient vehicles, and public transportation.
Critics worry about the cost. Stephen Hainer at the Thomas Jefferson Institute says that could be as much as 17 cents per gallon.
People have glibly been talking about carbon taxes for years as, oh, that's the solution. We'll just do a carbon tax. Well, it's here. And they need to pay attention and think about it again.
For now, all of this is still in the planning stages. But this spring, states will be making a final decision, signing on to a memorandum of understanding or walking away from the deal. I'm Michael Pope.